September the 25th, 1940, Port-Vendres, Eastern Pyrenees. I'd just gone to sleep in that narrow attic bedroom when there was a knock at the door. "Most respected lady," someone whispered. "Please accept my apologies for this inconvenience." I knew who it was immediately. The world might have been falling apart, I thought, but not Walter Benjamin's politesse. "Your most respected husband told me how to find you. He said you would kindly take me across the border into Spain." I told him to wait for me in the bistro on the village square, and we took a stroll so that we could talk without being overheard. Since my arrival here at the border region last week, I'd found a safe way of crossing the frontier. I started by going down to the port and chatting with some of the fishermen, and one of them led me to the union steward, who in turn directed me to Monsieur Azema, the old socialist mayor of the next village, Banyuls-sur-Mer. Azema was amongst those who'd aided the Spanish Republic by passing doctors, nurses and medicine across the French border during the Spanish Civil War. The only truly safe crossing now, the mayor told me, was La Route Lister. This meant crossing the Pyrenees to the west of the old route, and at a greater altitude. It meant more climbing. I told old Benjamin about this. "That will be all right," he said, "as long as it's safe. I do have a heart condition, and I will have to walk slowly. Also," he added, "there are two more people who need to cross the border, a Mrs. Gerland and her teenage son. Would you take them along too?"